All right, we're back. This is Pete with All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM and 770 KTTH in the great state of Seattle. We're having a good discussion here with Craig Nordberg. He is the owner of Norberry Tile up there in Mount Baker, Lesha area. Like I said, he goes pretty much everywhere. He's got a showroom. You can you got to give him a call because he's working on projects, so it's just him and another person. So you want to make sure that you set an appointment. It's really a good place to go. This guy is an absolute architectural historian and can, whether you're doing new construction, you want something totally unique and custom, or you have a time period home and you want it to make it look like it was always there, Craig can do that for you. So his number is 206-343-9916. That's 206-343-9916. You can also check out his website, too, at norberry.com. But I would, you know, if you're interested after you listen to the show, just give him a call. I mean, if nothing else, you can talk to him. Just kind of get to know him. He'll get to know your project and see if it makes sense for you guys to work together. So, okay, Craig, I want to ask you, so we were talking about, you know, colors and patterns and glazes and finishes and all that kind of stuff. But one thing I did notice that, you know, because I always, you know, sometimes, and I'm no different than our listeners, a lot of times when I think tile, I think field, right? So it's like all one tile of glass, all one tile of, you know, porcelain. But I've noticed on your site, you were mixing and matching different shapes and colors and sizes of tile. So can you kind of speak to that a little bit?
So I can find that patterns can be a little bit intimidating. And I've seen enough bad Mexican tile to want to stray away from that.
Yeah.
But I have seen really beautiful Portuguese handmade and Spanish tile.
Okay. And can you get that kind of stuff?
I can get that, okay. Yes.
Okay.
But really, when it comes to the field, probably my favorite is just a beautiful glaze that has a lot of variation to it.
Okay.
And then we can really push it if we start to blend colors in different ways.
How do you get variation in glaze then?
Some glazes are going to pool a little bit differently, and just the thickness of a glaze and where it's fired in the kiln can make all kinds of difference. Especially gas kiln type tile is going to have different cooler pockets in one corner, and then where in the middle of it's going to be really.
So does that make the glaze lighter or darker? Is that what you're?
I just don't because of the variation, but again, it's like that green copper.
Okay.
If it gets really hot, it can turn red.
Well, I was just going to say, you had one tile you were showing on your website that was kind of a red. It was a deep red, and it turned into like a dark red or something. But you were talking about as in terms of the glaze, and it was a beautiful tile.
Yeah, there's just, I would say the greens, the darker colors, even some of the blues have a tremendous amount of variation to them.
Okay.
And some of my favorite glazes more recently have been, I would call that blue jean blue, like an indigo.
Okay, really, really kind of a deep blue purple. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are those popular with clients? Do you have many?
I'm seeing more and more blues, okay. Yes.
Okay.
And
but not like the baby blue or regular blue. You're
not
more
a
the
baby
deep,
blue,
deep.
But a blue with some variation,
like a
showing the
terracotta
on the edge.
Okay.
Cobalt. Cobalt's a really soft glaze,
mm-hmm.
But it's just I just love the depth of it, and it goes so well with natural wood colors.
Okay, yeah, it does. Cobalt is just a beautiful color.
It really is, and I've had clients who just love it so much. We put it on their kitchen countertops, but I've had to have them sign off saying,
"Yeah, it
is going to scratch, so you're going to be careful."
Yeah, yeah. But they're so in love with it, they want to do it anyway.
That's right.
Yeah, that's cool. Very cool. So, okay, let's talk about samples and things like that because, you know, here's the thing. You have your showroom. You show them different tiles. But how do you help them make that decision of like, okay, I'm going to try this tile out in my home and see how it looks? Or how do you do that for them?
This is great when we have a designer to work with as part of the team.
Okay.
And also the architect who could handle the drawings for us. And we're going to plug in and create with just the samples so that designer can include them on the storyboard.
Okay.
And when they're putting together wallpaper and hopefully they're picking out the paint after we've got the tile so that we're not matching a tile to somebody's paint.
Somebody's paint, okay.
Why
is that hard to do, match a tile to a paint?
It's more that variation. And if the tile comes in a little bit off and you've already set the paint, it just, it's harder to
Well, I do know this nowadays with paint. It used to be mixed by hand back in the day. You and I know that. It was kind of an artisan thing, but you're exactly right, because now paint is, the colors are set by spectrometers.
Correct.
So you can actually get the tile and almost match it to the tile with a spectrometer, or get very close.
Right, right. Yeah. And with the tile being installed, now is the best time to go figure out your paint color, even though we'll be working toward a scheme.
Yeah.
But to get the exact color, let's get the tile installed.
And how do you go, you know, when you're making suggestions, so you got the tile, right? You got the base that it's being adhered to, but then you got grout and things like that. So, and then there's grout thicknesses. So how do you factor all that in? Because, you know, I think my understanding of it is certain time periods have different grout spacings, and some are butted, some are not, right? So how do you work with all that and the different type of grouts that are out there?
I do like to use sanded grout.
Why is that?
Even if it's a glass mosaic with a tight grout joint, it just looks so much better.
Okay. Why does it look better non-sanded? What is it?
Well, non-sanded looks like toothpaste to me.
Okay.
So it's nice to have a little bit of texture. But when you do get a wider grout joint, and if it gets really wide, like if you're doing a random slate pattern on your patio, you're going to sometimes be adding
Well, the sand gives you the structural integrity of it, is what you're saying. So for a wider grout, if sanded, it makes even more sense.
You do. And if it goes even wider than that, you're going to add sand on your own to it.
Yeah. What do you typically see for, I mean, is it the standard, the 1/8, or are you seeing wider grout lines?
If I'm working with a tile that has a rounded edge on it and a rounded corner, I've got to go with a little wider grout joint.
Okay.
Otherwise, I prefer a tighter grout joint because it's that grout that is the biggest stain factor among tile.
Yeah.
And so, and for that same reason, I might avoid pure whites and pure blacks because they do show everything.
Okay. And as a Puritan, are you about the non-sealable grouts, or do you always recommend the sealing grouts?
I tend to come in and seal it. I think what happens is if you say you're using an epoxy grout, that installer is going to charge a lot more to do that, because you're going to have to use different or brand new tools for every batch of grout that you're going to make.
Because you got to throw it away.
It is, but it is absolutely durable, and you're going to get into some commercial installations where you're going to have to use that.
Okay, got it. Makes sense. So let's talk about installers now. So as a part of your consultation, do you help select or work with the installers, or how do you do that with the client?
I will stop by a job site and sit and talk with an installer, but oftentimes we find it's pretty straightforward.
Okay.
But not all installers are the same.
Right.
I have my own secret Rolodex that I keep. So I have some installers.
Do you make recommendations to clients?
I do make some recommendations for clients, yes.
Because some of this tile, I imagine, you know, you have to be very skilled to install it properly.
There's nothing worse and more sad to see a tile that you've had to wait 2 months to manufacture and then the tile installer messes it up.
You're looking, and you come in and look at the wall and go, holy, what happened here?
Oh, gosh, that's the most heartbreaking.
I bet it is. Well, and then you're trying to explain to the client, well, guess what? We have to rip all this thing out and do it all over again.
Yeah, contractors
no one's happy.
Love that.
Yeah, I know. No one's happy. Okay. And then as far as any of the things that we just talked about, kind of problem resolution, how do you handle that as a consultant if the problems come up on a job? What do you do there?
We're going to go back and reorder, if it's possible. Well, I'll tell you, worst case scenario is if I have to go back in because another installer is not going to go on top of somebody else's work.
Yeah.
And if you see me on a job site, somebody messed up.
Okay.
And I have had to do that before, but I will just coach as best I can to make sure that it's just done right.
Yeah. Makes sense. Well, Craig, as always, we just ran out of time. We could keep talking about this forever. It's so fascinating talking to you about all this kind of stuff and your breadth of knowledge. So thank you for being on.
Hey, Pete. Thank you for having me. This has been fun.
Really good. Norbury Tile, Craig Nordberg. Give him a call at 206-343-9916. You want that custom one-off, unique storytelling piece of art in your home that matches the architectural style of your home, he's the guy for the job. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM at 770 KTTH.